This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Larry Haas, former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as spokesman for the Clinton administration's Office of Management and Budget. He also is an expert on foreign affairs, and we want to get his thoughts today on President Ahmadinejad in Iran on the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, saying that his country is in fact a nuclear nation, but still has no intention of developing nuclear weapons. We also want to get his thoughts on the ongoing protests by pro-democracy forces inside Iran. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Well, we are expecting a major announcement today. A lot of people are quite a bit underwhelmed by what we heard from Ahmadinejad, but I guess on a lot of levels that's probably a good thing. What do you make of his announcement that they are in fact a nuclear nation, but they still have no intentions to develop weapons?
Well, they have announced previously that they're a nuclear nation. They are pursuing technology and know-how to enrich uranium at higher and higher levels so that they will eventually get to the point where they could develop nuclear weapons. They're not there yet. They announced that basically they're going to enrich at what's called 20%. That's an increase from about 5% that they had previously been doing. They announced that they want to go to as high as 80%. But this is kind of an old story. We already knew that they had plans to go to 20%. So I think, frankly, that his announcement today was designed to focus attention on the nuclear progress that they claim they're making, and it's not clear that they're actually making this progress, but to put the focus on that and away from the much larger story at the moment, which is the street demonstrations, the continuing strength of the Green Movement, and the increasing vulnerability of the regime. That's the story on the street today in Tehran and elsewhere across the Persian nation.
Larry, we've obviously seen these demonstrations in great numbers ever since what most believe were rigged elections to reelect Ahmadinejad back in the summer of 2009. Do we have any evidence to suggest these are getting any weaker or stronger, or how do we read these from what we saw a few months ago?
We certainly have no evidence that they're getting weaker. I think that there are signs that it's getting stronger. What is really breathtaking is the fact that the regime, increasingly isolated, increasingly defensive, is using literally lethal weaponry. That is, it is, you know, shooting people, arresting people, sentencing people to death, and nothing that this regime does is deterring this movement. More and more people seem to be going to the street in not just increasing number, but increasing courage, that is, being outward in their demonstrations for the opposition movement, wearing green to signify the Green Movement, the leaders of the Green Opposition, riding in cars where people know exactly where they are, challenging the regime. In fact, the opposition leaders today were attacked by regime forces, the cars in which opposition leaders were driving, forcing them to move to other cars and actually move away from the demonstrations. But you know, these are just momentary setbacks for the opposition. My sense is that the movement is growing in force, growing in courage, and that we're likely to see greater confrontations, not smaller ones in the future.
Larry, back during the summer, President Obama said the U.S. was not going to take a very public stance in support of the demonstrators in Iran because he didn't want to give the Iranian government an excuse to crack down and blaming it all on the United States. Others have said, look, this is an opportunity the U.S. has to take. You have to stand up very publicly, much as we did with the Solidarity Movement in Poland back in the 1980s to help bring down the Iron Curtain. Where do you stand on this? What's the best path?
Well, I'm much more with the latter view, which is that the United States needs to speak out. We do need to be somewhat careful because Iranians do remember that the United States was behind a coup that was engineered in 1953 that toppled their very popular prime minister and installed the Shah, who then ruled for another 25 years and became increasingly unpopular. So we can't be seen to be actually orchestrating the opposition. However, there's no question that there's nothing more powerful to generate a movement towards democracy than the voice of an American president. It helped in the Soviet Union. It helped in the entire Soviet Empire, the nations behind the Iron Curtain. It has helped elsewhere. And President Obama not only should not be reluctant, but should really be encouraged to speak out more than he has. The only thing we need to be careful about is really our fingerprints on the actual orchestration of the Green Movement. But it's not being orchestrated here from Washington, so we don't have much to worry about. And the second thing I would say, just in terms of your point about giving the regime an excuse to blame the United States, look, the regime is blaming the United States right now for all of its troubles. It doesn't need any excuses. This is not a question of fact. The regime is going to blame the United States, but the people are not buying it. What the people, particularly the opposition, is waiting for more and more is a show of solidarity by the United States, the leader of the free world, with their cause. And I would encourage President Obama to speak out far more than he has. And if he does that without showing signs of actual orchestration, I think that we'll be in exactly the place we need to be.
Larry, what's it going to take in addition to that encouragement? What are the nuts and bolts and tools that are eventually going to push this movement up to the point where they can bring about a change in regime?
Well, we can do a lot more, not only in terms of encouraging the democracy movement, but in tightening the screws on the leadership. I mean, this is a regime that it's extremely unpopular, and we have it in our power, working with our allies, to isolate its leaders, to restrict their movement overseas, to put additional financial sanctions on their assets in foreign banks, and to attack much more aggressively the Achilles heel of the regime itself, which is its need to import refined petroleum. I mean, Iran has all the oil it needs, but it doesn't know how to refine the product. So it actually imports refined petroleum. If we were to take steps to significantly restrict the import of refined petroleum and make it clear to the people of Iran that we are doing that not to make them suffer, but to tighten the screws on the regime, I think that we may help topple that regime faster than it otherwise would be toppled by the democracy movement.
Last 30 seconds, probably not enough time to really get into this, Larry, but you and I have talked before about how most of the world, if it comes to this, would not be all that upset with an Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, although there would be public outcry. But how close are we to that eventuality right now?
It all depends on the Israeli calculation of how close the democracy movement is in toppling the regime and replacing it with something that would be a little bit friendlier. That's number one. And, of course, how close we are, how close they feel the regime is to actually mastering nuclear weaponry. I think that the decision as to whether the Israelis are going to attack will take place within the next 12 months. More specific than that, I really can't be.
Larry, we'll keep watching. Thanks very much for your time, as always.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Larry Haas is a former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore, and he served as spokesman for the Clinton White House Office of Management and Budget. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.